The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
NBA Draft, T-minus 3 hours. Real drafts move in silence, like lasagna and ardent gnomes. This has been the most silent draft ever, what that means. And also, who'd you rather have for the rest of the season, Russell or Kyler? Look at Mina's face. Oh, she's gonna explode.
Really?
She's gonna explode.
I'll answer that later.
The Minnesota Timberwolves on the clock. Then Golden State, Charlotte, Chicago, and we're off. Here's the latest draft board from our Jonathan Gavoni, Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, LaMelo Ball. Edwards, quote, "I feel like I'm the best player," end quote. Ball, quote, "I'm born for this," end quote. Israel Gutierrez, around the horn to you. What would be the best pick for Minnesota at number one in this draft?
Anytime you have a question about who the number one pick is, it's sort of a questionable draft, it feels like. And this is definitely one of those. I would say Minnesota should probably go with LaMelo Ball. And here's why. I think in terms of the negatives against him, the knocks against him, it's basically that he's a showman. He doesn't care much about defense. I don't really care about that stuff. In terms to be a showman, you have to have the ability to do so. And Steph Curry, a bit of a showman, I'd take that guy's career. So, and you know, in terms of not wanting to play defense, he's been all over the place, different coaches, different countries in high school. You can teach him to play defense. You can with that body that he has, you can get him to be an effective defender. The question marks with Anthony Edwards are desire. He says it himself. Basketball is not his favorite sport. And you look at his efficiency numbers in college. You look at scouts or read from scouts who said he sort of drifted a lot in college, and it just makes you wonder if he's going to translate those talents into the NBA or if he's just going to drift and collect money, and that would worry me.
Mina Kimes, that was an enormous sigh you gave when Israel was talking there. Please, go.
I don't know where to start. Was it when you compared LaMelo Ball to Steph Curry? Okay. Or suggest that defense doesn't matter when we're talking about a team that's ranked in the bottom 10 of the entire NBA for 5 years running with the Timberwolves. That is precisely why I think they should go with Anthony Edwards. Izzy, you're right. This is a weird draft. Every expert we've heard from seems to have a different ranking, which is why I think fit matters, and Edwards fits the best with that team, not just because of his defense, but he fits alongside Towns and D'Angelo Russell. He can be that secondary score. And as far as desire goes and deciding between sports, guy we're going to talk about later, Kyler Murray, he seemed to have trouble deciding between sports, and that turned out fine.
Okay, so now you compared him to Kyler Murray after you got on Israel for comparing someone. Go ahead, Woody Page, please. Minnesota at number one, what should they do?
Well, they shouldn't go after Anthony Edwards. Emily's talking about he could be a secondary scorer for him. This is a guy that shot 40%. He's being considered for the number one draft pick. Shot 40% from the free throw, from the three-point line. He shot below 30%. The guy may not care much for basketball. He obviously doesn't care about practicing his shooting very much. You don't go that way. If it were my team, I disagree with what they probably will and should do. But I would trade it for two or three picks this year and a number one pick next year because it's such a poor draft that you could get a couple of guys that actually might sneak up and be as good as those top picks. But they're going to go after Ball because they've been irrelevant so long since I was a young man that they need some kind of attraction there.
Yes.
And somebody to help town.
Since you were a young man and you brought it up, Woody, this is I don't want to put a number on. Is this your 45th draft that you've at least been observing here? How strong is this draft? I'll use the word strong now, and you tell me how strong this draft of the 45 you've been observing.
I've seen 50 drafts, and this is certainly one of them.
Okay. And now Emily Kaplan, the Minnesota Timberwolves, number one. What should they do?
Well, I'd love to know which teams are offering multiple picks for the number one pick, like what he suggested.
Yes, that's a good question. I don't think there's many.
Can we talk about the big picture here? The Minnesota Timberwolves are a team that have made the playoffs just once in 16 years. They have two playoff series wins in their entire existence. Yeah. When you've been that mediocre for that long, you've got to take some risks. You also want to keep Karl-Anthony Towns around for a while, and you got to cater to him. Build a super team from scratch. Why not LaMelo Ball? He's the most talented
Whoa, super team. Wait. So we got one guy saying Steph Curry with Ball. We got Mina bringing up Kyler Murray. I don't know where that came from. And now super team if they get LaMelo Ball? Talk to me more about this, Emily.
He would electrify on the court. He would electrify the fan base. And if you combine it with Karl-Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell, it is the most skilled 25 and under trio in the league. And it's not just me saying that. I heard Mike Schmidt saying that. We all trust him.
Okay. Yes. Now, this is, I'm at a loss. Israel, you want back in on Emily. Please, go ahead.
I've been electrified by that take here. I do believe that, you know, if you ask Jimmy Butler, Karl-Anthony Towns is probably not an elite player even, maybe more of a stat, a consumer. But I do think that if you look at that trio, in the Western Conference alone, unless the rookie turns out to be a star player, in the Western Conference alone, that trio is struggling to make the playoffs. Yeah. So, look, if I'm Minnesota, I'm going against all instincts, I suppose, and just getting the player that you think is going to keep the fans happy.
Mina, last
things
word.
That you've done so far haven't seemed to work.
Well, I am unashamedly a stats consumer, and I would just like to point out that LaMelo Ball, Woody was talking about how Anthony Edwards can't shoot. LaMelo Ball's shooting numbers from distance are not exactly great either, and Edwards has been good from the line, which is usually an indicator that you can improve as a shooter.
Mm-hmm. Let's move further down in the draft, not too far, though. A team that's 2 years removed from the finals hasn't been in position to draft in the top two in 21 years. That's where Golden State is. And Woody, I guess it's pick or trade again for you here. What should the Warriors do at number two?
I'm going to keep my scheme going. I'm going to trade down.
Sure
and
you
it's
are.
It's been rumored about and talked about Chicago Bulls wanting to move up to get Wiseman. You don't want Wiseman. Look what the Warriors have done over the years. They've just gone out and gotten a center off the rack, and it's worked out okay with them. I think they make the deal for Carter, who's a guy who fits into that system extremely well and will be a good tertiary shooters for them and do a lot of the work on the defensive end. And then you make that deal. In addition to that, you get the fourth pick and you go after the best player ever to come out of Israel, and that's Avdija. Denny's going to be a great player for them at some point, and it doesn't have to be right away. Okay. That's the way I go.
I now look at Emily Kaplan again as Woody's trading away all these picks in this draft that nobody wants to draft in, actually. And she's shaking her head, but go ahead, Emily.
Yeah, I don't know why we're having this draft. Everyone should draft out of the top five, including the Warriors, though. They're ready to win now. And look, I'm wondering, why would you want to pick in the top three when it's not a good pick, and who would want to trade in? Well, lo and behold, there's teams like the Bulls who are looking to do it. And I know that James Wiseman would make some sense there, and I really like him as a player. I like him as a person. But you don't need to draft a center at number two when you can easily get a cheap veteran on the market.
Israel Gutierrez, Golden State at number two. What should they do?
Yeah, I don't think Wiseman's the guy for them, especially if they want to plug him in right away, because he's not ready to switch everything and really guard on the perimeter yet, which is why Wendell Carter Jr. is intriguing, a sort of double-double talent who you can switch things on the perimeter. But if I'm the Warriors, and this is an element of their game I don't think has been taken advantage of enough over the years, is just athleticism and verticality, right? I want to go get Blake Griffin, which is a deal that's been rumored. I want to go get maybe even Aaron Gordon.
Big,
quote-unquote, and turn that element into their game and just make them a more of a nightmare to defend.
Okay, so the Blake Griffin, just to match up money-wise, would have to be Andrew Wiggins going that way, sure, right? And number two pick, I guess. The Aaron Gordon's interesting, Orlando moving up. Mina Kimes, you want to go up? Start on that.
Well, I like both of those ideas for the Warriors because I think Wiggins is a bit redundant when Klay comes back. I'm not sure the other teams, in particular Orlando, would agree to that. And in that case, I think a deal that is apparently or reportedly on the table with Chicago makes a ton of sense, as my colleagues have said, because you don't want to spend that pick on Wiseman as center. It's better off to take Wendell Carter Jr., who has the upside. They do need a center, a big, a rim protector. And then you get another shot on goal with pick number four. And as Woody said, they'll probably go for Denny Avdija there. That makes sense to me in a draft like this where you want a bunch of options.
All right. As Woody said, then I guess Woody gets the final point there. We'll move on away from the draft here. And now to a team, the Houston Rockets. I mean, this is full on Storm und Drang. Russell Westbrook for John Wall. That was out there last night. Anybody doing that? The Rockets right now don't appear to be in the mood to do that or in the mood to trade Harden to Brooklyn. I think it's like the quote of the year from a source to Tim McMahon on this. They're willing to get uncomfortable, end quote. Mina, I go to you for uncomfortable. Is discomfort the best strategy here?
Mina, I go to you for uncomfortable is a phrase I hear all too often doing television. Look, if I'm Houston, I am absolutely fine living in that discomfort, which means I am fine holding out to maximize the returns I get. I'm not sending Harden to Brooklyn just because he wants to go there. You bent over backwards to bring in Westbrook for this guy. Now, Westbrook, I will send away to anyone who wants him, including Washington. But Harden, you sit on that even if he's unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Woody Page?
Oh, I don't want this level of discomfort. I get rid of both of them. The trade has been talked about with Washington. I think bringing in Wall for Westbrook, because not many people want Westbrook. They don't really want him on his team, and he's owed $132 million, so is Wall. So that's an even deal there.
You would do that.
Then you do actually give in to Harden and send him to Brooklyn. Let him spend his life in Brooklyn, because you're still in Houston, and you rebuild that team right away. You got a new coach, new owner, new general manager. It didn't work with Chris Paul. It didn't work with Westbrook. You're not winning a championship in this direction, so why not go?
So you would prefer to have guys who want to be there, ostensibly. Emily Kaplan on Houston's situation.
Yeah, like I get the hardline stance. Claim your leverage. Player empowerment has gone too far. But at some point, you just got to set people up for success. And I look at their coach, Steven Silas. He's waited 20 years to get an NBA head coaching job. And then he's going to walk into his first training camp with two players who don't want to be there. Are we all forgetting about how toxic the Jimmy Butler situation was in Minnesota?
Israel Gutierrez.
Yeah, I don't think either of them have much leverage unless they're, you know, James Harden's going to pull a Kawhi Leonard and take the season off, which would frankly only just sort of improve the Rockets' positioning in terms of tanking next year. But I do think that, you know, the organization is going to hold their ground. They know what they want. They want a young star and multiple first-round picks in return for each of them. And if you look at the types of deals that have been made for players who aren't James Harden and Russell Westbrook, they certainly have they certainly should just hold tight and wait until the better offers come in. That might be this year, it might be next offseason.
All right, there's our horn taking a break right here. NBA Draft Preview is one of my favorite shows historically because you guys just made it through a whole mess of names and gave your analysis of players you've seen in James Wiseman's case three times because he played three games. But it reminds me of where we were in 2005. Kalishaw telling teams to pass on Chris Paul.
Tom Kalishaw. Never played basketball a day in his life.
Paul was watching around the horn. Calls him Tom!
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Where there's smoke, sometimes there's fire. Who knows if this is smoke or fire? Intriguing news of the day from the New York Giants. They're firing offensive line coach Mark Colombo. There's something here. What exactly is not fully known as of our tape time. Report labeled as a scoop from Fox's Jason McIntyre was there was a fist fight between Colombo and head coach Joe Judge. Colombo giving the better of it and Judge firing him immediately. That was disputed immediately by about a dozen reporters from all over the place. Now what's being called a verbal altercation with lots of name calling between Judge and Colombo. Colombo unhappy, Judge was bringing in a consultant to the line, and then Colombo indeed fired Mina. Wading through all that, how do you think it plays out in the locker room in New York?
Well, there is something here, Tony, and I'll tell you what it is. It's that the Giants rank last in the NFL in pass block win rate. They drafted an offensive tackle, Andrew Thomas, at number 4, and he's underperformed. That's what this is about. It's about the unit underperforming and Joe Judge wanting them to get better. And I'll say this, if he actually did get in a fight with a 6'8" coach, maybe Joe Judge should be fired because that would be such a terrible decision.
Okay. So, yes, the line maybe needed a change and the coaching staff, but the idea that this is a program on Law and Order and these are reports now that are leaking out, what do you make of that, Mina?
I think that the initial report was dubious, as okay. has been confirmed by many people who covered this.
Woody Page, how about you?
Well, it's a dysfunctional team to begin with, and they're not any good.
They've been getting better,
Woody. In a division, they could still win. Yeah, they won a game, but that doesn't mean anything. But you'd think the head coach is being not only the judge, but the jury here gets rid of his offensive line coaches. They've given up 31 sacks this year. They're in the bottom 6 in offenses, so I can see why you make a change, but you don't make it in this manner. And it is going to have an effect on the locker room. Players are going to be looking at each other and wondering who's next.
Emily Kaplan.
Well, I'm buying that this possibly is a good thing for the Giants. Look, one thing about them is they've played really hard for Joe Judge this year. They fought for him, and it's clear he's fighting for them. If he has a coach that's underperforming, he gave them a literal bye week. But I'm selling that it does make the Giants better because Daniel Jones is still their quarterback.
Israel Gutierrez. Mm-hmm.
If it was indeed an argument over his performance, the coach Colombo, then I don't think it's a big problem in the locker room, right? Because it's just a head coach trying to hold people accountable. If it is something where it was an argument and there are players who overheard this and they take sides, and some of them were on Colombo's side in this situation, then you might have some discussions and it could sort of break things up in the locker room. But largely, it doesn't sound like that.
Mina, was there something you wanted to add to something I think Woody said?
Oh, just that I don't think the players will be concerned about their job status based on the coach getting like up. That's all.
We'll move on. Buy or sell to Russell Wilson.
You may slip and fall a little bit, you know, and you gotta just keep climbing. And, you know, I think Vince Lombardi said something about that one time. I think he talked about just, you know, the man who's on top of the mountain didn't just get there. But I do know about myself, I'm an overcomer. You know, I'm a guy that just, you know, I've been doubted before, you know, and, you know, one thing about me is, you know, I'm going to keep swinging like I told you guys.
Wilson on the turnover streak and on a short week because they play tomorrow night versus Arizona. Woody, can Wilson be the overcomer for all that's wrong right now for Seattle in time for tomorrow?
Of course I'm buying that since my name also is Wilson, and I know I'm going to get some brushback from Mina, but that defense in Seattle is the problem, not Russell Wilson. That is a terrible, terrible defense, and Wilson is having to overcome that, and the play calling of Brian Schottenheimer, who's not very good, and he's been sacked 15 times. The last 3 games have been losses. You can't put it on them. I think he's going to turn it around. He has before.
Mina Kimes, you want to respond to Woody there?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure why I would disagree with the notion that the defense is the problem. That's absolutely right. Wilson, however, was the reason why they lost the last game. I think he knows it. He knows he can't make those sort of mental mistakes, the turnovers you saw, one of which was he wasn't under pressure at all. But, like, we're talking about a guy who's been excellent for multiple seasons. There's no reason why we should judge him just based on a string of 3 bad games.
Emily Kaplan.
You know, he said he needs to keep swinging, and I'm selling that. And I feel for Russell Wilson because I think he feels single-handedly burdened by his team's deficiency. The defense sucks. He hasn't had his offensive line or running backs available. And honestly, he's been trying to overcompensate. What he needs to do is understand the situation and play more conservatively. You can't keep giving the defense the ball.
So you would say he's the overcompensator here, not just the overcomer. And Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
Both of those are terrible superhero names, right up there with Homelander. If there was another quarterback in the league who would have suffered some losses and then came back with a pumping myself up speech and quoted Vince Lombardi, is there another person that would have been doing this other than Russell Wilson? I mean, it's the exact type of reaction that you want from a quarterback, and I believe that he's going to have a spectacular game on Thursday and probably outplay Kyler Murray and shut people up in terms of that.
Well, that's the question I wanted to get everyone to weigh in on, because he won't be here tomorrow and the game is tomorrow night. Who would you rather have the rest of the season, Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray? Israel, you just said Wilson tomorrow night. I'm assuming that means Wilson for the rest of the season.
I'll take
Kaplan.
It.
Murray.
Paige.
Murray.
And now Woody, Mina Kimes, okay.
Russell Wilson, holy recency bias, Batman. He's been a better passer for years. This is bananas.
I knew you had that
in
you. I wanted you to say that. There you go. There she is, Mina, Emily Kaplan. You got front row seats for you. Woody Page, Israel Gutierrez showed out. We'll see who's the overcomer and the overcompensator next. And the
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Woody, Israel, good luck in showdown. Speaking of Kyler Murray, told Tiki and Tierney on radio that he wishes he could play both football and baseball at the same time. Quote, I definitely feel like I could. I never say never. As of right now, man, I'm having fun doing what I love. Woody, how do you hear that?
I hear it as a possibility. What happened with Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson, going back, Dave DeBuscher? Why not give it a chance? He could play baseball for half a season at least. Try it one
the
year.
The translation for me did. Here, Woody, is let me just perfect this craft really quick. And if I can do that in the next couple of years or so, then I'll go play baseball. That's what it sounded like to me.
All your examples, Woody, are from 30 years ago. I'm giving the point. Israel Gutierrez. We'll move on. Grade this Mike Tomlin coach speak.
We are not a Big Ten team playing a MAC opponent this week. Every time we step into a stadium, we're playing professionals, players and coaches.
Steelers Jags. Israel, coach speak. Grade it.
That's a C+, because he forgot it, Piers, that his quarterback went to a MAC school, Ben Roethlisberger, who asked in response, where did William and Mary, what conference is that in?
Oh, okay.
We couldn't see Tomlin's pants, but they obviously were on fire, because he knows you're playing against a team that's lost 8 straight, you're undefeated, you're talking like Lou Holtz, like they're the greatest team since the Packers. First Super Bowl.
We'll ask Emily Kaplan when we see her a second about a Big Ten school right now, whether they could even beat a MAC. 30 seconds of FaceTime, Mr. Gutierrez.
Thank you, Tony. And if you haven't seen it by now, Justin Herbert, the San Diego quarterback, he cut his flowing locks. And while, yes, he went from looking like a rising quarterback in the NFL to looking like a rising high school junior tight end about to announce his commitment to Iowa State, I love the move because, frankly, as a guy who tried hair for a little while, it's a lot of work. You got to do a lot of things to get ready for things like this show. Less hair, more time to focus, better performances. You see what I'm saying?
Wow, Roger.
Must be nice.
I don't know. Mina, Woody, Emily, what do we think of Herbert's hair? The strength and conditioning coach cut it.
Don't burn.
Who lets that happen? The strength and conditioning coach?